Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Gazzo, Chronicles of the End Times. I hope you're doing well today. You may feel like you're on top of the world today, or you may feel like you're in the fire. I think most of us feel like we're in the fire. I know. I do at times. And in the world in which we live, there are many, many challenges that face us. And we also have all the other distractions and hardships that are common to everyone, whether it be sickness or situations at home or at the job or at school or wherever it might be. We have all those, plus we have maybe oppression that might be coming in that is spiritually devised because of our stand with the Lord. But God is always with us, even in the fire. And most of us have heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whether you are faithful Bible readers or have heard the story somewhere in your life when you were a child or heard it preached many times. Either way, this is an encouraging story, and let's look at it in the light of Jesus Christ and what he's doing today and what he wants to do with you and I and how he wants to stand with us in the fire, because he's already been through the fire. And he wants to let us know that you're not alone, that I am with you, and I will not let you fall. I will not leave you alone. I will stand by you. And he says that if we declare his word and his name to this world, that he will declare our name to our Heavenly Father. What an awesome privilege. So let's take a look at Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. And he set it on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects and governors and advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provincial officials to come in to the dedication of the image he had set up. So they came, and they assembled for the dedication of the image King Nebuchadnezzar set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "This is what you are to command to do, O peoples, nations, men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, and the zither, the lyre, the harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn and the music, all the peoples, nations, men of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And this is where it becomes interesting, because there's always going to be those looking around to tell on somebody else, right? That's something that happens when we're kids, and for some reason it can follow us right through to adulthood. And these guys that came were looking for a little pat on the back from the king, a little approval. So these astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said, "O king, live forever. You have issued a decree, O king, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. That whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the fire. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned them. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not worship and serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what god will be able to rescue you from my hand?" What a challenge. Sometimes we feel like that, right? In a society in which we live today, we are being prodded and pushed like cattle. And we are told, this is what you will believe, and this is what you will follow, and this is what you will teach your children. And those of us who want to stand for the Lord, and those of us who want to teach our children how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have a problem with that. And because of that, a lot of times we're called haters and narrow-minded fools. But really, we don't hate anybody, nor should we. We just want to be able to be lights and salt in a world that desperately needs it, to save their own souls, to touch their own hearts, to save them from future heartache that will surely come from following Satan and his flute, like the great Pied Piper. But we know the end is a terrible, terrible end. So we're the lights and the salt, but a lot of people don't want that. They have chosen their way, and they want to walk in that way, and they're not interested in knowing the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. So because of that, we are faced sometimes with the furnace. We may not be thrown into a real furnace, of course, though in some parts of the world, people are paying for their faith with their life. So let's see what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king. It says, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." So at this point, Nebuchadnezzar loses his mind, and so he decides to fire up the furnace. And the Bible says that he fires it up 7 times hotter than usual. Let's read on a little bit. "The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, 'Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?' And they replied, 'Certainly, O king.' He said, 'Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the 4th looks like the Son of God.'" Wow. For those of us who've heard this story many times, I don't know about you, but it still gives me chills. Whatever you're going through today, God is with you. He's been with you. He's never left you. If you're being persecuted in some way, shape, or form because of the word of God, take heart. For in Isaiah 53, it says that he was despised, rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Jesus knows what it means to be rejected. He knows what it means to be lied to and hunted down, be falsely accused. He knows what it's like to hear the crowds screaming his name and wanting him dead. Whatever depth we feel like we're at now, and you may feel like that, there's some of you listening and say, "Well, I'm not really there. I don't feel like that," but there are others who do. Those of us that are in the battle, occasionally we feel like we've fallen in a well sometimes. But no matter how deep that well is or that valley is, Jesus has always gone deeper. He has suffered more ridicule, more hardship. The scripture goes on to say, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted." And many people today, if you have a sickness or something else is going on, I think it's because of your sin, that you've sinned somewhere. God has been disappointed in you. But that's not true. Jesus himself went through all that, and surely he was righteous beyond anything we could imagine. It says he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We are all like sheep that have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Wow. Just a reminder today that whatever we're going through and whatever we may go through in the future, Jesus is in the fire. He's standing right with us. He will protect us. He will wrap his arm around us. He will stand with us. We will not stand alone. You cannot defend the cause of Christ without him standing alongside of you. We cannot outgive God. We cannot outgive him in any way, shape, or form, service, money, whatever it happens to be. We can't. It's impossible. He is there for us, given us way more than we deserve, hundreds of times more than we've given. He was oppressed and afflicted. He did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearer is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of many people he was stricken. That's something we need to remember. That all this was done to him, and he did nothing wrong. And you have time, read the whole chapter of Isaiah 53. And the last verse goes like this: For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That's who we are. We are the transgressors. And he made it so we could have righteousness. And all we have to do is believe. All we have to do is say, I believe it. I believe the Bible. I believe what you're saying, Lord. You're not a man that you should lie. You're not a conniver. You are truth. You are the pure truth and love. Therefore, I believe your word. I believe every word of it. And because of that, then we have righteousness. Because it said that Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. And that's what Jesus said. All those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Just believe in me, trust in me, and will be accounted to you as righteousness. Believe that his sacrifice was a sacrifice that we needed, the only sacrifice, the only way into heaven. So no matter what you're going through today, and I don't know specifically why the Holy Spirit has brought me to this place for this podcast, but there is a great fire going on around about us, a great rebellion, rebellion against the Word of God, a rebellion against who God is, that he's a creator, loves us, and that he has a word for us and how he wants us to live. All that's being thrown out by so many. But if you're standing on the Word of God and trusting the Lord and believing in his word, you're not alone. Jesus himself is standing in the fire right next to you. The amazing part of this story is when Nebuchadnezzar sees what's going on inside the furnace. We need to remind ourselves that's what God will do for us, even though we're not in an actual furnace, but in the problems that we have. Let's read it. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out! Come here! So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and all the prefects and governors and royal advisors crowded around them. And they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Wow, what a testimony. And this is obviously an extreme case and an amazing story, but we can apply it to our lives. God is in the furnace with us, and when we come out from trusting God in impossible situations, it gives him glory, and the people around, they notice. And that's another great way for us to be salt and light in this world, is to trust God at his word. For everybody's watching. And when we come out of the fire, God will bring us the victory. And those around us who God is calling, who God is speaking to, will see it and will change their lives. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out of that fire. And they went on to do great things. Because that's what God had planned for them. And that's what God has planned for you and me. And great things could be many different things, but all that we do for God, whether we consider it to be great, is great in God's eyes. So keep your eyes upon him, knowing that you cannot do more than he's going to do for you. You cannot stand up for Christ. You cannot be the salt and light that God wants you to be without him standing right next to you and confessing your name to the Father in heaven. What a privilege. What an honor. Beyond anything we could ever think of or imagine. So this is Russ Galzo for Chronicles of the End Times. Keep looking up. The King is coming.